koutou katoa. No, mai hoki mai e whā mai. It's 18 minutes past 5. Ko te mana ko e pai ana koutou I tēnei ahi ahi. Well, huro e whā mai. We have indeed reached the last hour of our show, but the party isn't over. We're lucky enough to get Horomona Horo on the line with us now, because he's going to be talking to us about a kaupapa that he's doing for Te Ahure Toi o Tamaki. It's called Ko Tuitui, which has been described to me as a jam session with two other Indigenous musicians, e te ahure toi o Tamaki. And, I've heard that, yes, it is a jam session, but I've also heard that this is a highlight, a highly anticipated show, and people reckon it will be a highlight at Te Ahure. So joining us now, we've got Horomona now. E hoa, no mai hara mai.
Tēnā koe, te tuahine o tira, tēnā tata katoa e te whānau, ngā mihi o te wā.
Tēnā koe. Well, hey, as I mentioned, people are actually sharing that they reckon it's going to be a highlight from the festival. What do you reckon?
Well, first and foremost, you know, Ko Tuitui, you know, is a meaning of, you know, the interweave, and the beautiful thing about it is, you know, the Auckland Arts Festival, we're able to find a way, as Whaia Ata does, Sata Papa, how she can interweave and grab people, creative people from around the world to come to Aotearoa and to come to Auckland to be able to fuse culture, music and performance all in one massive melting pot of creativity. And to have ones like William Barton, who's one of Australia's most prominent didgeridoo musicians and composers, and having the collective Pam Ewer from Alaska Inuit Nation that pays homage in their music to soul funk, but using their traditional and cultural stories as their foundation, working alongside our Haumanu collective, which is our Taonga Puoro collective of Aotearoa New Zealand. It fuses, I suppose, a cultural indigenous fusion of story, of performance, and of creation. And when you say that it looks like it's going to be one of the highlights, I think for us, the highlight is reconnecting Indigenous peoples to our stories. And yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a heap of fun.
Yeah, it definitely does. I was wondering, you know, when somebody says jam session, as beautiful as it is to bring Indigenous people together, and but when I think about music and I think about those stories that could be told, I'm like, when I read through it, I was like, can this be a jam session? But it's when you say it sounds like fun, then hey, it must be a jam session.
Yeah, well, because like myself, I've performed, and I know William Barton has come to New Zealand a number of times, and I've performed with William Barton, him playing the idaki or the didgeridoo, and me playing taonga puoro for different commemorations of the Battle of Passchendaele, First World War, the Anzacs in the Second World War, and for a number of different cultural connections. And some of our taonga puoro players have played with one of our taonga puoro players, James Webster. He has played with Pam Ewer in the past, when the last time they were able to come to New Zealand. And so having time together to share story, to share our instrumentation, because each style is different. With taonga puoro, we have our pūtorino, our kōwauo, our different flutes, and pūtātara, pūkaia, those particular styles that we already have a beautiful foundation of here at home in Aotearoa. William Barton brings the vibrations and frequencies of the vibrations of the Dreaming Nations from Australia, and the journeys that they've been on in the revitalization and the reinvigoration of their acknowledgement to country, their acknowledgement of their stories being shared and told in today's world. And then Pam Muir coming from across the other side of Papatuanuku, the other side of the world, and they bring their soul funk and their soul music and percussive styles here to Aotearoa, So it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be a beautiful fusion of, you know, how we would class a ahika, you know, sparking the flames of our fire of our people through story, and putting it in a simple term, you know, an awesome native jam.
Ooh, that's a brand name right there. I do love that. I love that. That's really cool. And, you know, I was thinking about the Auckland Arts Festival in, as a whole, and thinking about how this represents the art festival, of course, Aotearoa, but Tamaki itself. And I don't know, did you think about that when you think about creating music with these other Indigenous artists?
Well, the thing is, you know, when we come to Tamaki Makaurau, you know, we always pay homage to, you know, the mana whenua being Ngāti Whātua. And this particular part of Tamaki Makaurau, Ngāti Whātua ki o Rākei, you know, and the stories of the kāinga, you know, and, you know, there are many pūrākau or stories that Ngāti Whātua have that can bring light, that can bring motion to any of the manuhiri that come from near and far. So whether they are other iwi from different parts of the motu, or whether they are other cultures from around the globe, there's always connection through, you know, tāmaki here tangata, tāmaki here waka, and there's a number of kōrero that brings together, you know, from the time of our hongi through to the time of sharing story and sharing kai, you know, the presence of the hau kāinga and being on the takapau wharanui of Ngāti Whātua, you know, it brings warmth to the kaupapa. And so the Auckland Arts Festival has been and continues to develop and continues to grow to be one of the festivals we have here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, to be one of those ones not to miss. And so that representation is a key ingredient to, you know, our nation's creative juices.
Tēnā koe. Yeah. Tautoko marika. Tēnā kōrero. And yous will be performing on the festival runs. Well, you got 2 days to get your tickets. I mean, there's more days you can get your tickets, but it runs from the 7th to the 24th of March. When are you fellas performing?
So we perform on the 23rd of March, and so it's towards the end of the festival, and so our performance is at 4 o'clock. On the afternoon of the 23rd. And so if the whānau that are there that love doing other things for the evening, you know, it's not so much an evening thing. The show's for an hour and a half, and it's here at the Auckland Town Hall. And it's for all whānau, no matter what culture you're from, no matter what part of the community or part of society you're from. This is a type of concert that will share story in us being people, and how we can share through all of our cultures, how we can come together and call tuitui and weave the strands that we are as people.
Chair, how beautiful. Now, I know that you are currently at the PANS Arts Conference, which I wanted to know what you fellas might be talking about there. That's the Performing Arts Network of New Zealand. Are you able to share anything that you're talking about over there?
Well, the beautiful thing is I've registered to come along to the PANS Arts Market, you know, and learning, you know, Performing Arts Network of New Zealand. And here we have both national as well as international agents and directors and writers and performers and, you know, all the areas of performing arts. You have the people here from managers to performers right through to funding organisations that help support financially and everyone in between. And so this is a space where artists and directors and producers, they pitch their performers. They pitch their shows, they pitch their product or their service or their part to play within the massive, beautiful kōrawai of the creative world of performing arts. And this is where those agents from the different festivals listen, get interested and start talking to one another about, oh, I like that pitch. I'm going to hit them up after this particular workshop and ask them, you know, the logistical matters of it, and how can we get you to come to our festival, how can we get you to come to our region and bring that beautiful performance, that beautiful theatre, that beautiful music to our communities. And so I've come this year to be an independent artist, and it's been a real experience. I've been here in the past as a person, as an artist, to pitch a show of mine or a show that I was a part of, which got picked up and had life during that particular time a few years back. And so it's really cool. This is my first time being involved as being a participant, an independent artist, just to come for the network and to come to talk and come to interweave and come to share. And so it's a beautiful event to be a part of, and I would definitely recommend it for artists that are out there, for directors, script writers. If you have shows to let the world know, this is definitely one of those particular gatherings to be a part of. And so I pay homage to all those people that are involved in making things like this happen.
Tēnā koe, horomona, mauri ora ki tō kōrero o tira, ki tō mahi. I really love hearing some of the mahi that you've been doing, but also really looking forward to Ko Tuitui, which is on the 23rd, is that right?
23rd of March. Oh, it's a Saturday whānau, and it's at 4 o'clock, and so at the Auckland Town Hall. So, yeah, you and your whānau can come along. Check out the Auckland Arts Festival website for details. And, and there'll be a bunch of taongapō practitioners from home, you know, having that opportunity to, you know, interweave our music with Australia and Alaska. So the Australia with the Dreaming Nation didgeridoo and the things that William Barton comes with, as well as with the whānau coming down from Alaska, Pam Muir, and all of the beautiful creative interweave that they will be bringing to this performance and to this show and tell. And so we get together earlier in the day, share our stories, put something together, and then come to the afternoon, we get to express the love and what we've come up with. And hopefully it is just the start of possibilities and potential performances that will start here in Tāmaki Makaurau, here on the whenua of Ngāti Whātua, and here in our beautiful country of Aotearoa.
Che, miharo, tēnā koe, horomona. Kia pai tō ahi-ahi.
Yeah, ngā mihi, kia koe e te tuahine, o tira kia koutou katoa e te whānau e whakarongo mai rā. Mauri ora.
Mauri ora. The Avere Huama, that was Horomona Horo, who's going to be doing a show called Ko Tuitui, at Te Ahurei Toi o Tāmaki Auckland Arts Festival, which also has some other cool acts. Horomona will be at the back end, the end of the back end, bringing out at the end of the festival. It finishes off on the 24th and it starts on the 7th. And there's so much in between that. I mean, you have Hear Me Roar, which I can already see. There's Betty Ann Monga, Annie Crummer, Julia Deans, and Bodunga. They're going to be celebrating International Women's Day with a powerhouse ensemble with Wahine vocalist, as I mentioned. Those legends there. You've got Manifesto, you've got cultural beats, city beats as well. That'd be neat to see. I also saw that Angi 2 will be opening up for Angelique Kidjo, which is gonna. It's actually an interesting combination. It says that it's Africa's premier diva, five-time Grammy Award winner Angelique Kidjo is one of the greatest artists in music today, and is back in Aotearoa for one night only. And again, Angi 2 is going to be opening up for this legend. So looking forward to that as well. But I'm definitely going to be heading over to Ko Tuitui with Horomona Hora and Te Kahui Taonga Puoro. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so cool. So you can head over to the Auckland Arts Festival website for that, Te Ahurei Toi o Tāmaki.